Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Have you ever wondered if your life has a predetermined purpose? What if I told you that God has already decided what you must do with your life? You see, rooted in the teachings of Scripture is the concept that our lives are not the result of random chance, but a part of a divine plan intricately designed by God. Passages in Scripture highlight the profound truth that God has been involved in our lives from the very beginning, creating us with care and purpose. It also invites us to trust in God's plan, seek His guidance, and align our actions with the good works He has prepared in advance for us. By embracing this divine purpose, we can find deeper meaning in our lives, knowing that we are living out the destiny God has lovingly crafted for us. Join us as we explore this profound idea that could change how you see your past, present, and future.
It's wrong to decide what you want to do with your life because God planned your life before you were born. Let me read you a scripture in Psalms 139 from verses 13 to 16. Listen carefully. This is David, or the psalmist, talking about how he was formed in his mother's womb. And he says this: "For you created my inmost being. Unite me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well." Wonderful. Do you also know that full well, that you are wonderfully and fearfully made? That's incredible. Then verse 15 says, "My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth." Then take note of verse 16. This is what he says: "Your eyes saw my unformed body." Incredible. "All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." Let me repeat that verse. Verse 16. "Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." So God planned your life before you came onto this earth, even before any of them comes to pass. Bible says that already written in God's book. So my friend, don't just do what you feel you must do. God has the final decision as to what you must do on this earth. Very important. "All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." In another place, Bible says, I think Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10, "We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God ordained beforehand that we should walk in them." So God has prepared some ways that we need to walk in them. They are good works. So my friend, never think you will be more satisfied or more excited doing something other than what God has planned for your life. There is a way that seems right but leads to destruction. It's in the Bible. It says, "There is a way that seems right to a person, but its end is the way to death." That's a very strong statement. So don't just be wise in your own eyes and take any steps. That's not right. That's not good. That's not going to end you well. But many are living their lives on the basis of opportunities and open doors. God is not at the center of their decision making. And I hope you from today will make sure your decision making, you consult God before you take any step. Do we do it perfectly? No. Because God knows that we are not perfect. But if we are willing and obedient, you will be able to note what God has put you on this earth to do. And if you make a mistake, God is not angry with you. He will redirect you. Even sat-nav or GPS, when you miss a turning, he doesn't say, "You idiot." He doesn't say that. He will just redirect you, let alone our loving Almighty God. So my friend, don't be like those who take any opportunity or any open door, irrespective of whether it's the will of God for their lives or not. Don't do that. They just take any opportunity that comes their way, so far as it seems good to them. They rebel against God by questioning whatever the Holy Spirit of God is leading them to do. They think happiness or satisfaction is around another corner, and they go there to have a look. They go there to experiment. Don't do that. Life is not a game. It's not an experimental journey. God had put you on this earth for a unique purpose. Everyone is unique. We've got different purposes, and it's all from God. He chose to do that. So my friend, the question to you today is, now you have a choice. You either choose God's plan for your life or go for your own plans. But let me tell you, as a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ and as a servant of God, I will advise you that choose God's way, because that's the best. Don't think you can find what you are looking for outside God's plan for your life. It does not work, my friend. So you may ask, how do I imagine my future if I don't know what I'm going to do with my life, if I'm not sure what I'm going to do? I think a lot of people have this question, especially young people often do. They have these questions on their mind, on their lips. They are asking day in and day out. Unfortunately, there are people they ask and they haven't got any good answer to give them. But as you listen to me, I'm going to show you the way to find God's will and purposes and plan for your life. So this is a question that normally on the lips of teenagers, you know, when they are in their teen years, or it could be applicable for anybody, no matter how old you are. You may be asking, how do I imagine my future if I don't know what I am going to do with my life? What's really important is, listen, you offer your life as a living sacrifice to the Lord, and you say, God, you know what I want, but what you want is what I want. Tell God that way. I want what you have for me. Just tell him. I am not going to just dream or imagine a life for myself and then ask you to bless it. No, I want to know what's on your heart, God. What's on your heart for me, God? I am ready to listen and go by that. You know, there are a lot of people who are living their lives doing their own thing, hoping that is consistent with what God wants. They pray prayers like, God, this is what we are doing. We are asking you to bless it. That's no godly attitude, my friend. That's not the way to go about things. We shouldn't do our own thing and hope that it's from God. The scriptures tell us in many places that God wants to reveal his plan and his purposes to every single person. God is obligated to do that. I can assure you this. I guarantee you, it's all over the pages of the Bible. He's obligated with his own free will. He chose to do that for you and me. How do I know that? First of all, because he says so. But that's characteristic of God. In other words, it's consistent with who he is. How could God expect you and me to do what he wants us to do, and if he doesn't tell us? That's not right. So it's consistent with who he is, that he has a desire for our lives, and having that desire, he not only wants us to know what it is, but he is committed to showing us what his will, purpose, and plan are. I'm telling you, I can assure you that, you see. So fortunately, God wants you to know and live out his will, even more than you do. He desires to reveal his will to you. There are things that you can do to draw on the power of God and cause him to reveal his will to you. The first thing you need to do is refuse to go any further without knowing God's will for your life. As long as you can live without knowing God's purpose for your life, you will. It's not automatic. You've got to find out. Let me give you this important scripture that's common to many believers. In the 11th verse of the 29th chapter of Jeremiah, that's Jeremiah 29 verse 11, he's writing to the nation of Israel. But what he says about them is also true of us in this day and age. This might be a verse you want to put in your mind for certain. I tell you, it's an important verse of scripture. And here's what he says. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and future. And he continues in verses 12 and 13. These verses are the ones that people miss out. It's important. In verse 11, he's saying the plans he has for us. Then to find out those plans are written in verses 12 and 13, and I read, then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. So God is not hiding anything from you. You need to take note of that passage of scripture I just read, Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 11 to 13. That is a promise of God, not only to the nation of Israel, but it's a promise to any individual who desires to know God's will, who desires to know God's purpose and plan for their life. So after you insist on finding his will and commit to seeking the Lord with your whole heart, he will immediately put everything in motion to reveal himself to you. But the first step is making a commitment. Seek him with all your heart, my friend. He says, I have a plan for you, and that plan is to prosper you. His plan is for happiness, for prosperity. His plan is for the good in your life, for your well-being and your success. Incredible. What a good God we serve. But the opposite of that is, if you don't want to know God's will and walk in it, he says, and not to harm you. That is not to trouble you, not to afflict you, not a disaster or ruin. He says, I have a plan for your life. And you and I have a choice of whether we walk in the will of God or whether we will not. Whether we will do things our way or we will go for God's best way. So let's think about it in this light, that God not only has a plan for your life, but he will show you what it is. He will show you his plan. He will show you his purpose. He will show you big things and little things. You know, the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6 that trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. You say, in all your ways, all of them, not some of them, all your ways, acknowledge him, look to him, trust him, seek him, and he will direct your path. That's a solid promise, and everybody ought to have it as an anchor in their decision-making process. And so this promise is our assurance. Here is what he has promised, that he will direct our path if you will acknowledge him in all our ways, not some of them, every single decision we make. So the Bible says we have not because we ask not. And so ask the Lord to show you what his will is. And I know the Lord is for you. And if the Lord is for you, who can be against you? Well, that's what the Bible says. This is what scripture tells us. So in this place of God being for us, he will begin to reveal who you are in him and what he has for us to do. And let me tell you, whatever God has for you to do is going to be so exciting. It's going to be so fulfilling that it will always be greater than what you can ask or think. So ask the Lord for that. And as you do, the Lord is going to start showing you pictures. He's going to start giving you words. And as you yield to that, as you meditate on those things, you are going to begin to use your spiritual imagination to begin to imagine what God has for you. And it's going to be good, my friend. It's going to be so wonderful. Bible says in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 17 that, therefore do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. So we need to live with purpose. We need to have a focus for our lives. We need a direction. Don't be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Before you can ever impact your life on the lives of others around you, you have got to find God's will and God's purpose for your life. He's saying that don't live as an unwise person. How can you point people to God's purpose if you yourself are purposeless? You should be going for God's purpose for your life. You need to know God's purposes. You need to know God's will. You need to know God's plan for your life. And then you need to share that with other people and help them find their destiny and their purpose. This scripture is a command not to be unwise, but understand what the will of God is. So it means it's possible to know what the will of God is. My friend, don't think that God is far away. Bible says, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me where I go. God is saying you can hear him. But before you can do that, you need to take that first step of receiving Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. And for those who have already received Christ as their Lord and personal Savior, it is your duty, it is a command that you find out the purposes of God for your life. And those who haven't received Christ as their Lord and Savior, now is the time to do so. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.